All right, guys, welcome to Property Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Bryce Kaminsky, filling in for Dave Dubois. And have you ever wondered how someone transformed a five-plex deal into a multifamily empire, wholesaling 10 properties in just 3 years? Well, today, my guest, Arun Thakur from Ontario and Saskatchewan, not only started with a bang in 2020, but has mastered the art of creative real estate strategies, including two full burr projects in the highs and lows of the market. Arun, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. I am grateful to be on the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So there's a lot going on in the intro here that I want to unpack, but let's start with the empire, the multifamily empire. Tell me what that looks like these days.
So we have 18 units that spread across Ontario and Saskatchewan, and we're looking to for more partnerships in the coming new year, be out there more to tell people what we are doing, how we are doing it, so we can all create generational wealth all together.
So your main focus these days is growing that multifamily empire. Are those singles, doubles, multifamily, like fours and eight units? What's the composition of these doors?
These are ranging from fiveplex to eight units. So that's the current setup. Right now we are looking at 29 units, obviously to double from eight to like 16 or 30 units, go up to 30 units for the future opportunities. Since we have already done one very well, so we wanted to scale up in that area more.
Yeah, larger and larger multifamily buildings. So what was your experience wholesaling? You know, that's kind of a very active business. How did you get into that? And what was your experience? You know, what was the best part and maybe what was the worst part?
Wholesaling, it's an active strategy. Passive side of it, and there's active strategy to the business where that brings cash. Somebody can do flipping as well or other active strategies along with it. But my company, we are doing wholesaling as well. So experience has been good last few years, 3 years. I have wholesaled around 10 properties altogether across all Ontario. And
are these like smaller or larger? Are they like single families or multi-units that you're wholesaling?
The biggest we have wholesaled is like a fiveplex, and most of them are single family houses that can be flipped or duplexes that are under market. That's where I've gained some experience finding off market deals for my business as well, for wholesaling.
Yeah, off market usually has the most meat still left on the bones. So, and to what degree is it split between Ontario and Saskatchewan, your multifamily portfolio?
So in Saskatchewan, we have the eightplex, eight unit building that it's located in Regina, Saskatchewan. But I am definitely looking to scale more into Saskatoon market or Regina maybe as well. But we're definitely looking in that market since it's a very growing market. Our vacancy has just dropped down to zero recently in the last 2-3 months. And we're seeing
a lot of influx in
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Why do you think that
is? We're seeing... Yeah, I think there are a lot of immigrant families that are coming. We do see a lot of people will be coming in future as well. So we're definitely exploring that market. Saskatoon looks interesting to me compared to Regina.
I like Saskatoon a little bit better than Regina, but I'm from Winnipeg and we're not allowed to like Regina or Saskatchewan. We're like rivals, the two prairie provinces, head to head at the CFL. So how did you get started in this whole thing? You know, people always ask, what got you into the business? What got you into the business, Arun?
So I wanted to create another income stream. And I had in 2020, going back 2020, is when I bought my first property, which was a fiveplex in the Niagara region. Before that, there are two deals that fell apart. So it was not, you know, all rosy walk and all that, how everybody kind of sees it from the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I got started as a fiveplex. Happened to be a property that came on the market, and we bought it from MLS from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's never fun to have deals not go through, but in my experience, it's usually the deals you don't do that are the things that make or break a career. 'Cause if we end up doing all the deals that come across our table, we end up in some deals that maybe weren't even deals. So, you started in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
I did. We put an offer in December and then we closed it in March of
Which is like
2020.
the peak season
That's exactly
of it.
when the COVID hit and everything
Yeah,
like
they locked it down,
falling
you
apart.
know, and that was it. We were hanging out in the house. I did have some fun hanging out in the house, but enough was enough. At some point, we had to get back out. And I really liked real estate because it was an essential business, and it didn't really affect me that much because I was still out there. People were a little nervous about having you in their house and stuff like that, but it was business. After about a month, it was back to business as usual. It was the restaurants and all those people that really suffered the most. So
Yeah,
tip your
yeah.
servers, they need the tips
Yeah.
after all this time. So talk to me a little bit more about these creative real estate strategies. Are you doing creative finance, or what does that look like for you?
I am we are exploring more of that now with the sellers, and what I'm seeing in the market now is, like last year when I was talking to these sellers, they were not even open for vendor take back or any of that.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
as the interest rates are going up, there's no way. Most of the deals are not going to work with the higher interest rates in the market right now. So sellers are opening up for vendor take back if they have equity in the property. So we are starting that conversation where people are ready to, or at least listen to the strategy how to make that happen. And that's why we are coming back to Ontario, focusing on in the market right now where these kind of strategies can make it happen.
And so you were able to pull off some burrs too in there, is what I'm seeing is that becomes more and more rare. Did you get all your money out? Did you have to park some money in those deals, or how did it go for you on those burr projects?
So the 8-unit building in Regina, Saskatchewan, that we closed in January last year, was kind of a height of the market as well. But that's where I'm very conservative with my deals. We make sure like there is enough potential for us to go in, add value, and pull our all of our money out. Even to during the interest rate hikes, the cash flow definitely went to zero, where I think most of the people got hit. But right now we're getting CMHC refinancing done on it. Just signed paperwork like last week, and I think we should be seeing funds coming in a month, week or so. But we're pulling everything out. So we are definitely getting all our money out. My partner is getting his capital back, and the plan is to put that, into work,
Put it
into other
into something
assets
else,
now.
roll it into the
Yeah.
next thing. So,
Yeah.
you're doing some acquisitions to get the next thing. Are you more of a find the deal and then raise the money, or do you prefer to have your money ready to go and then go looking for deals?
We're definitely talking to more partners now, people who want to invest in real estate. So I'm open for, more partnerships going into 2024. That's the main focus, to scale and grow with the other investors in the market. Yes, I am definitely interested in partnering more and finding those off-market deals, and taking that deal to the finish line is definitely my strength. And we're trying to find more on asset management side, capital raising, where we can partner with more people and get into these deals, because right now I do see a lot of opportunities that's coming up, and it's the best time to buy in the history.
Yeah, I mean that the interest rate is certainly keeping a lot of people on the bench. There's more opportunity than there has been in the last few years, that's for sure. What would you say your secret sauce is? What comes easy to you that other people might find difficult to do?
I see a lot of opportunities that sometimes people say there are not many deals, and I see deals flying around all the time here and there. So deal flow is definitely something that I see a lot, and That's I think I can create deals, and negotiating with the sellers is also something that I do well. Putting them understanding these sellers actually what they actually need is the main thing. So there's this guy we are talking about, 67 units in Ontario. Like, he doesn't need all the money up front. Like, he's ready to give 5 or 6 million vendor take back. Understanding that he wants his price, but there's a vendor take back that he can give out, is critical factor to make the deal happen. So that's in conversation right now. I think that's where I bring my strengths into the play.
And for people to ultimately get into a deal, they're going to need to see some sort of presentation, some sort of pitch deck. How do you go about presenting these opportunities to your investors these days?
So I would run it through DealCheck. DealCheck is a software if
I'm
they're
already
invested.
subscribed, man. If you don't know DealCheck, click the link below and get 50. No, we don't have a sponsorship, but we should because I love DealCheck. You should see it work in the States. It's amazing.
It's amazing software. Everything goes into DealCheck, and it calculates all the calculations. So definitely showing those to in my investors, returns and all that, and past history. I mean, we have a tra I have a track record of being able to fully burr. Even in this market, we're getting all our money back, or even more than that. And then that gives confidence to my partners that we can do this, because we are trying to run the deals very conservatively. I mean, anything can go on in next 1 or 2 years, so we are trying to put all the exit strategies in place, and understand all the changes that can happen within next 1 or 2 years to be ready now.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing, just to go back to DealCheck for a second, I love the long-term forecasting and the cash flow analysis is, and shows you like in what year you'll actually get into like some serious, shows you the pay down schedule and like if everything goes this way. And yeah, I'm a huge DealCheck fan, so I like to see, I like that other people are still using. I thought I was the only one using it out here. So when for people to invest significant amounts of money with you, they ultimately need to like, know, and trust you. What are you doing for those sorts of things right now in your business?
So I am showing what we are doing right now. We haven't really shown all the deals I've done and everything on social media. So definitely also trying to help other multifamily investors. And I've started putting out these videos out there. Like, I just created one today, how to hire a property manager, and how to buy a multifamily, your first multifamily property. If anyone is interested in those kind of education, there's more content coming from my end now, to really show people how they can start with multifamily investing. So that there'll be more content going out from my end, and also we'll be showcasing our previous burrs and projects that we have successfully executed, to kind of present ourselves in the market for future opportunities, and be ready to kind of bring those opportunities to people who may not even have access to it. So that's the goal. But the end goal is to generate wealth for us and our partners going forward.
Yeah, I like that, I'm putting it out there that you can start with multifamily, because a lot of people have the misconception that they have to start with like a single family house and maybe then get a duplex, and maybe somewhere down the road they can get into multifamily. But the number of opportunities to get into multifamily is growing, and it is not, I mean, it doesn't have to be 25 units, guys. You could start at 5, you can start at 7 or 8, there's and looking into other markets. If you're priced out of Ontario for your own financing position, take a look at somewhere like the middle of nowhere, Saskatchewan, where there's still an 8-unit building that the rent is still good and the building's still good. And it's, I don't know, what did you guys pay for your stuff in Saskatchewan compared to
Oh,
Ontario?
that was $695 for 8 units.
Right, so
And
you're
you know, we
paying like 70 or 80,000 a door or
80.
something like that.
It was around
And I
80,
think it's
88 or
like
somewhere.
250 a door right now in Ontario. Even in Hamilton, it's like 250 a door or something like that. So,
It is somewhere around that range, but yeah,
yeah.
that's where any you know the value has increased. We haven't done much there. I mean, it's just a rent increase with the market, a lot more influx of immigrants. And going back to your previous point, so yeah, I mean, that's what my advice is as well, is if you're looking for a duplex, try to double that goal, right? Like try to say, instead of duplex, triplex, how about a fiveplex? And when I bought my fiveplex as my first building, I mean, in 2020, I was pretty scared to say, like,
Yeah.
you had to deal with five tenants now. And it's more management, it's unknown
Little
world.
bit.
But yeah. So, but I was looking at single family in the beginning in 2020, and then it happened to be that fiveplex came up, and I took the leap, and I've learned
Good
a
for
ton.
you, man.
It has turned out to be a very great opportunity, and I think it wouldn't happen unless we take the leap.
Well, the other thing too about single family versus multi is like if you have a vacancy in a single family, that's it, no rent. If you have like a vacancy or two in a 5 unit or an 8 unit, it's like, okay, so the cash was a little less this month, but we're still carrying just fine, and we're gonna get that filled up this month. And it's you're less subjected to like all or nothing rent. You know, oh, no tenant, no rent. Few tenants, yeah, it'd be great if it was full, but we still have 6 out of 8 units full, and someone's moving in at the end of the month, so we'll be back at 7, and we're actively trying to fill the 8th, So it does give you a little bit of like diversity within the business itself. Like that unit can have diversity in the income and the rent rolls. Single family, you just don't have that. So there's
True.
advantages to both. Now, if people want to, find out more about you, they want to connect with you, what should they do? How do they find you?
So anyone can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or my website, www.shanayaproperties. So Shanaya properties.com. And I go on Instagram with the same handle, Shanaya Properties, and on Facebook, it's just my name, Arun Thakur, and they can send me a message. I can connect with them. I like to jump on Zoom call and understand what they're looking for, and see if I can help them out or if there is any further partnerships that can happen.
Well, I really appreciate you stopping by and letting us know that even though Saskatchewan is my mortal enemy, there's opportunity. There's lots of opportunity in the prairies. I've got investor friends in Regina and stuff like that. So, don't get discouraged by your local market, and perhaps the separation from where you live and where you own might keep you from going down there and swinging a hammer and painting it, instead of you going and doing it. So I really appreciate you letting us know about your success out of market and even in your own market there. And I hope that you're able to get the money that you're looking for and to grow your business. The sky's the limit in real estate, right?
Absolutely. And on remote investing, it could be a little scary in the beginning, but there are a lot of people doing it, and there are ways to do it with the right property manager and with the right systems and processes in place. And that's the way to grow. I think the growth can happen. It can be tremendous growth if somebody starts looking in other markets, if that's been the hurdle to go into their local market just because of the price and so on. I think there's tremendous opportunity to go into remote markets and make it happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially the cash flow, the dollars per unit. There's a lots of opportunity everywhere. You just got to know where to find it. Arun, I really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Bryce. I appreciate your
Yeah.
interview. Thank you.
No problem. And until next time, guys, we'll catch you on the next episode.